Seattle's Morning News. AAA says the average price for a gallon of regular in the Seattle metro region today is up another 6 cents from yesterday, $5.22 a gallon. That's another record. And one state lawmaker has a proposal for some relief. Let's go live now to Cairo News Radio's Hannah Scott. Good morning, Hannah.
Good morning, Dave. Yes, Republican leader John Braun in the Senate, he has a plan for some tax relief for Washingtonians.
I'm once again calling for a rebate on the gas tax through the end of the year to give working families around the state some relief in response to the huge increases in gas prices we've seen over the last year, and in particular in the last month, and broadly the pressures they're feeling from inflation on all kinds of things.
Gas prices, by the way, up over 30 cents. I think it's 34 cents, if I'm not mistaken, just month over month. So Braun says he's hearing from people who are really struggling out there because of the gas prices and more.
Pretty rough, and it's pretty hard on working families, especially folks who are living either in the suburbs or in the rural area driving into work, because that's where they can afford to live, and they have to commute for work.
And it's not the first time in recent months that Braun has suggested this for relief.
We've called for it during session, of course, and that would have been the right time to do it. I called for it last time we had a revenue report, and we had one Friday, and it showed once again that revenues continue to come in above the projection, so we have some additional money. We could afford to do this. It's not a situation where we're going to shortchange transportation funding or shortchange any services paid for by the operating budget. We have extra funds that we could divert to cover this rebate through the end of the year. I think it's the right thing to do for the people around the state of Washington. They're having, frankly, a tough time.
And that dollar amount, by the way, of better than expected revenue from Friday's report for the May report, $428 million better than expected compared to the February report. So, again, still going up quite significantly. And he says that puts the state in even better shape to do this kind of relief now than the last time he asked.
Every time revenue comes in higher than expected, we're in even better shape. Why don't we reconsider this? Because the state keeps doing better and better, but the people keep getting hurt more and more by higher gas prices and, frankly, higher prices on everything. So the arguments have been, oh, it will impact services. That's not true. Or it'll impact our debt rating. That's not true. Or we won't have enough funding for transportation. That's not true. Or some have claimed somehow it'll help the oil companies. That's a fundamental misunderstanding of our tax law. It will help people. So all the claims that it won't work are just not accurate. And in fact, we have Democrats in other states around the country who are calling for exact this. This is just some sort of ideological bent by the current majority.
He hasn't had any bites on this latest push on the gas tax relief from the majority, but he's not surprised, he says, given the lack of really any support for broad tax relief all of last session.
There was very little. In fact, there was no appetite in the end. Yeah. Little one for small businesses that looked like a big cut, but it really wasn't. Didn't affect many people around the state. It certainly wasn't broad tax relief that would put money back in people's pocket they could use to pay the rent or pay for food or housing. So nothing has been done so far that could help regular people around the state. And we should, and we can do this easily. We've proved in the last 2 years we can come in, we can do work virtually, we can do this in a special session, frankly, in a couple hours if we worked it ahead of time.
And he says not only is nothing really being done, it's not even really being discussed.
And that's my frustration. And I'm promoting this, taking this as an opportunity to promote the rebate for the gas tax. But there are other ways we could get money back in people's pockets. We should just be thinking about it and working on how do we do that. Help people out. It doesn't have to be a ton, but every little bit helps for people who are just barely making it.
Now, he worries that the lack of appetite on this, specifically the gas tax rebates, is driven by the push to get people out of their cars.
I certainly think there's some of this. It's kind of ideological. We don't like, gas, combustion-driven engines. We want to force that. So I think that's it with some folks, and I think they don't realize that, and I'm not opposed to making that transition over time, but we can't do it today, and people have to pay their grocery bill today. So let's make it a little easier for people in the near term and have a longer term plan to make that transition.
Now, he does point out it's a little bit bipartisan because we had in Congress a Democrat, Kim Schreier, who introduced her own gas tax suspension for a proposal for relief some months ago. Braun hopes lawmakers here in our state at the legislator level realize that there needs to be urgency on this issue.
We're literally making it unaffordable to live in the state of Washington for real people around the state right now. If you can just barely afford, you know, to pay your rent and buy groceries for your family, and fill up your car 6 months ago, you probably can't afford to do it right now. It's that bad. And it's the people who are, you know, in the toughest times that are having the most trouble. Inflation is regressive. It's an automatic tax, especially on people who are already on tough times.
Now, I did reach out to Democratic budget writers for their response to this push. Again, I did not hear back in time for this story, but I can tell you that the lead budget writer in the Senate, Democrat Christine Rolfes, had told me earlier in the year that inflation was the problem, right? We're entering a time of inflation, which means everything that state government has to buy is also more expensive, so they need to save. Otherwise, we're going to end up back in a recession or somewhere where they have to make cuts.
Have you heard any Democrats say that, in fact, they like to see higher gas prices because it keeps people out of their cars?
I have not heard that. That is, certainly over the years, I've heard that message kind of behind closed doors. But no, certainly nothing as of late.
Even if you took away the state gas tax, you'd still be over, what, $5 a gallon in some places?
It'd be, our gas tax is just under 50 cents.
So, so if you're still driving at $5 a gallon, you don't have a choice, right?
Right. I'm surprised by the lack of any real public discussion by our state elected leaders with housing costs where they are, with gas prices just ridiculous, and with overall inflation. I mean, the grocery store trips are out of control. They're so expensive. And not everyone in the state, it's not sustainable for everybody in the state. That's just a fact. So I would at least think there would be some more public discussion of some kind going on.
Yeah. Well, let us know when that happens.
Yeah, I will. Because it doesn't look like these gas prices, they were 36 cents since yesterday. I believe I did the math earlier. It was like 20-something cents from a week ago, and then 34 cents from a month ago. And if we hit $6...
Tomorrow could be the day, because we're darn close now.
Oh, no. Yeah. All right.
Courageous Radio's Hannah Scott. Thank you, Hannah.